Hi, we're talking to Charlie Bird Lindsay, who worked for WTMA Radio back in the, was it mid-60s? When were you there, Charlie?
1963, fall of 63, about the fall of 1965.
Ron Telebass on TMA Radio 1 for the Port City, June 25, for the week called Come On and Rescue Me.
What brought you to WTMA? Why did you decide to come to Charleston to work there?
At the time, WTMA was one of the premier rock and roll stations in the Southeast. I would come to Charleston, hear WTMA. Oh, boy, what I'd give to work at that radio station. And just sort of visualized working there. People used to tell me that, Charlie, you talk like you already work there. It was a station I always wanted to work for. I was living in Greenville, working at WQOK, which was the premier rock and roll station in Greenville. Got a call from a record rep who knew my love for TMA. And said, hey, they've got an opening for an afternoon jock at TMA. Why don't you call? And I thought he was kidding me. I said, well, why don't you just have them call me? Doug Clements, who was on the air, known as Doug Randall, called me that evening. I sent down an air check, never met him in person, never had a contract, wanted to work at TMA so bad. I just, on the phone, turned in 2 weeks' notice and came to work in the fall of 1965.
Was that a good decision, you think?
Yeah, I think it was. I love TMA. I love the music they played. At one time, we had like 75% of the audience at night, 50 or 60 in the afternoons. I did 3 until 6 every day. And the odd thing about it, how radio's changed, we had the Sporty Top 40 show. Every afternoon, Monday through Friday, we started with song number 40. And count it down to number one.
WTMA, Tiger Radio 1.
And we love you.
From the Sporty Top 40 survey, here's super hit number 10 from Gene Simmons.
I just moved in my new house today.
And they were the same songs every day. The only thing that changed on the daily program, we had extras we could play. The up-and-comers, what we call the Red Ball Special of the Week. And we had two gold records, oldies, that we played an hour. That's the only thing that would change, Monday through Friday, 3 until 6.
What set WTMA apart from other stations in the Southeast during that time period, musically or on the air promotionally?
I think that was back when we had regional radio stations, and we had a large African-American population here. We would always be a station that broke R&B records here, played a lot of rhythm and blues. You could hear songs in Charleston you would hear nowhere else in the country initially. I remember one, Rufus Thomas. I almost lost my job over this. I was interim PD for a while, and there was a song called Jump Back, Baby, Jump Back, Rufus Thomas. And I just said, boy, this is a neat song. So I just went ahead and probably overstepped my bounds and put in Jump Back, Baby, Jump Back, songs like Downtown by Petula Clark. Oh, my God, what have you done? And they pulled that record when the PD came back in. Oh, that's a terrible decision. But it ended up being the number one song for like 4 or 5 weeks in a row at TMA. Musically, it was different. It reacted to the market. It was highly formatted, very structured. But we had fun.
This racing action will feature Eastern Lake models from North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia. Speaking of racing and things like that, whoever was speaking of things like that, there's a pretty racy fellow around here, Terry Allen, and he'll be on at 10:05.
They used to refer to it as predictable unpredictability. They knew what they were going to get, but they never knew how you were going to do it.